Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Today on Health and Longevity, my special guest interview is with Steve Wahlberg. Steve Wahlberg is an expert on sprouts and growing sprouts, the unique young small growths on plants. What are sprouts? How do you grow them yourself? And what role can they play in diet and nutrition to promote health and longevity? That is our topic for today's program. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest news and research affecting our health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
And our news today has to do with a conference coming up that I'd like to invite you all to attend. It's going to be taking place on Monday, February 15th, 2021. That's actually going to be President's Day or George Washington's birthday. So this conference normally takes place here in Southern California and is a live conference with different speakers. But because of COVID-19, this is going to be a virtual conference. So you actually will be able to go online, which means it opens up all our listeners to Health and Longevity today to take part in this conference called the Whole Conference. It's not H-O-L-E, it's W-H-O-L-E, the whole person, the whole conference. Now, if you would like to learn more information about it, you can go to their website at wholeconference.org to register and learn more about the conference. But let me tell you quickly about some of the things that are going to be taking place. Now, it's going to be a full-day conference. It's going to start in Pacific Standard Time. It'll be at 8 a.m. and go to 4:45. So that's a full-day conference. And when you register for the conference, you'll have access to the conference and the videos of the different speakers that will be presenting for 30 full days after the conference. So you can go back and learn more. But let me tell you about some of the different speakers. And the whole conference is focused on learning about the benefits of a whole food, plant-based lifestyle. And it's going to be taught by quite renowned doctors, experts in the field of nutrition and health and medicine. And the keynote speaker is going to be Dr. John McDougall, who's been on this program before. He's a board-certified internist. He's an author of 13 books. He's going to be speaking on a starch-based diet to mitigate chronic disease, climate change, and COVID-19. Dr. John McDougall is going to give that presentation. A lot of great information. Then he'll be followed by Dr. Christy Funk, and she's going to be speaking on reducing the risk of breast cancer. It's up to you. She's board-certified breast cancer surgeon and physician and a best-selling author, giving some great information for women that will be participating in the conference because diet and lifestyle can make a big difference. Then Dr. Sean Hashmi, he's a medical doctor. He's going to be speaking on milk. Does it do a body good? He'll be sharing some of the information about the health hazards of dairy products in health. And he's quite a renowned physician. He's a clinical nutrition and weight management specialist in Southern California at the Kaiser Permanente Hospitals. Then he'll be followed by Cyrus Kambata, PhD. He's going to be speaking on mastering diabetes using a low-fat, plant-based, whole food lifestyle. Dr. Kambata will be sharing a lot of information on how diet can not only prevent and treat, but even reverse type 2 diabetes. And there'll be other speakers on speaking on COVID-19 and diet. And there's one doctor that's a chef, Dr. Colin Zhu, will be actually talking about food. So if you'd like to sign up for this conference, go to wholeconference.org to learn more information. We'll be right back after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Our special guest today on Health and Longevity is Steve Wahlberg. Steve is an expert on sprouts and sprouting, and he has been growing sprouts, what are also called microgreens, for over 40 years. He is the author of over 40 books, including Sprout Power. Steve is an ordained Seventh-day Adventist minister and graduate of both La Sierra and Andrews Universities, and he previously served as an evangelist for the Amazing Facts Ministry, and also taught Bible at a high school level for the Weimar Academy in Weimar, California. Knowing about the health benefits of eating sprouts, he happily likes to share his expertise with others, and he is the host of a unique online video course called Sprouting with Steve that teaches people exactly how to grow fresh sprouts and microgreens in their own home. Well, Steve, thank you for being with us today here on Health and Longevity.
Yes, thank you, Dr. John. If I can call you Dr. John, I appreciate being your guest. And those that know me know that I wear many hats. I am a minister and I do write books and I teach the gospel, but I also have a health hat that not everybody knows about, and that's what we'll talk about today.
Well, you also talk about the gospel of good health too, so that's great. Tell us a little bit, kind of covered some of that, a little background, but let's just a little about your story and what you've done and now how you got into sprouting.
Sure. I grew up in the Hollywood Hills in Southern California. I'm 61 years old, and I grew up in a Jewish home that was very secular. We weren't religious at all, and we didn't read the Bible. We didn't pray. And as I got into my teenage years, I just was surrounded by the Hollywood influences and the life of drugs and rock and roll and just the crazy things going on in the 70s. And I got sucked into that life, and I did a lot of destructive things that I'm not proud of, but the Lord held on to me. And somehow during those days, I started becoming interested in health. And I think the reason was because I wanted to offset the destructive parts of my lifestyle that I knew were not good for me. So I started reading about health and I learned about sprouting. And so as a teenager in Studio City, California, I was smoking marijuana and I started growing sprouts. And I became a Christian when I was 20. I read the Bible and read the book, The Desire of Ages, on the life of Jesus. And that's what changed my life. Jesus made a move on me. The Holy Spirit came in, and I've been a Christian for over 40 years. Now I'm in the ministry. I direct White Horse Media. We have a big building and a television studio. We do radio programs, and I speak at camp meetings and do all kinds of things. And I have kept the habit of sprouting with me for 40 years because I know it's just so good for me, and the benefits are just off the charts.
Well, it sounds like you've gone from unhealthy herbs to healthy herbs now.
That's right.
Healthy
That's
plants.
Right.
That build health, ones that were destructive in the past, and that's a great transition and what you did. And, you know, sprouts are often called miracle foods. You know, there's a lot of that phrase, miracle foods and miracle this and miracle that. But when you look at some of these plant foods and compare them to the typical American diet and all this junk stuff that people are eating, they definitely are miracle foods. So why are sprouts considered miracle foods?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons, and I think we all know that our country is in a crisis right now in many ways. And as you know, we're also in a health crisis. You know, people are battling diseases like cancer and heart disease and diabetes, and the list just goes on and on. And now with the coronavirus, you know, people are concerned about their health. And most of the food that people eat, it taxes the body. I mean, it gives nutrients, but it also taxes the body because it's loaded with chemicals and things that are processed. But when you eat sprouts and microgreens that you grow yourself, they're fresh, they're organic, there's no chemicals, no sprays, they're easy to digest. They don't hardly tax the body at all, but they just give you some of the purest nutrition that you can get. When a seed is starts to germinate and sprout, it actually becomes like a tiny factory. And those who research this will discover that the vitamins and the minerals and the phytochemicals and the essential fatty acids and the proteins inside a germinating seed, they just multiply. And so a seed can grow into a sprout and then even bigger into a microgreen, which is when little leaves start coming out. It can do this just on water without even growing in soil or having any added nutrition, because the nutrients are in the seed. And as they grow, you're just multiplying your B complex vitamins and all kinds of things. And when you eat sprouts and microgreens in those early stages, when you have a big sprout salad, you are just flooding your cells with some of the highest quality nutrition that your body can get, which just helps everything work better.
Well, let's talk about some of these health benefits of sprouting. What are some of those?
Well, yeah, there's just a lot of them. And as we know, our body has nutritional requirements. And I've been studying health for a long, long time. And the more we meet those requirements, then the better everything works. So when you have a lot of nutrition, it nourishes your brain, which helps your mind to think clearer. It also strengthens your body's ability to eliminate toxins. We eliminate through the organs of elimination, through the skin, the bowels, the urine. And the more nutrition our body has, it's like nutrition in, toxins out. The more nutrients we get, the more the body is able to get rid of poisons. Just the more nutrition relaxes the body. It relaxes the blood vessels. It helps with a lot of issues, all kinds of issues. There are chemicals, especially like broccoli sprouts. There's a chemical called sulforaphane, which has been demonstrated to have strong anti-cancer properties. Sprouts are very high in fiber, which helps keep the plumbing humming, as they say. Keeps, you know, things moving so you don't get backed up. And so if you were to Google the health benefits of sprouts, there's just a long, long list how it's good for your eyes, it's good for your skin, it's good for your hair, it's good for your digestive system. Just your whole system benefits from the influx of high quality nutrition when we eat a lot of sprouts and microgreens.
Well, sprouting has been known for a long time, and you can go to like your health food store and get glass containers and other things and all that. But, you know, why is it that with this knowledge about sprouts and how healthy they are, that more people don't grow sprouts?
Well, I think probably the biggest reason is because people don't know what to do. You know, they've heard a lot about sprouts, maybe they've seen sprouts in the market, or they've become aware of this, but they just don't have a clue where to start. Other people think, you know, well, even if I didn't know what to do, I'm too busy. I don't have time. I live a busy life. And other people think, well, maybe it's just, you know, too expensive to get started. So it's just, you know, they don't know where to start, what to do. And so because I've been sprouting for so long and I've learned how to do it, and I'm so convinced, John, that it's so good for the body. I mean, just the other day I was out even in the snow. I've got my cleated running shoes and I was jogging in the snow and I feel great. I'm almost 62 and I could just feel the benefits of a healthy lifestyle. And I think sprouts are a part of that. And so that's what we've decided to do with putting together a whole course to teach people how to do this. And it's just, it's so simple once you know what to do. It actually only takes seconds a day to grow a jar of lentil sprouts or mung sprouts or pea sprouts. Literally, you can do it in 2 minutes. And within 2 or 3 days, you can have a whole jar of pea sprouts that can go right on your salad. And it's just fabulous.
And many people, you know, they want the convenience, so they just buy the sprouts at the store and all that. But of course, some of those are probably pretty old. They're not as fresh as when you're making it yourself. And yes, those benefits of sprouts. I know you mentioned sulforaphane, and I know that broccoli sprouts, they used to sell those, or still do in the stores, and they're pretty expensive. I mean, can you do that too, the broccoli sprouts?
Oh, yes. In my course, I teach people exactly how to grow broccoli. I just brought a pound of broccoli seeds the other day, and you can grow broccoli sprouts in about 4 or 5 days in a jar, and it's very easy.
Yeah, because in the grocery stores that carry them, so they're very expensive, and sprouts are expensive. You can save a lot of money by growing your own.
That's right. If you buy a little packet of alfalfa seeds, you can grow for maybe, let's say you buy this packet for $3 or $4. You can buy a little container of alfalfa sprouts in a Walmart or a Safeway, but for that little packet that costs you the same amount of money and a little bit of time, you can grow 10 times the amount of alfalfa sprouts, then you can just go to the market and buy it. And of course, even in the market, you don't really know how it was grown. You don't know what's in it. And then there's the transit time between the grower to the market to you. But when you grow your own, it's still just, you know, right in your jar or in your little tray, and it's alive, and you just put it right into your salad and add your avocado and your lemon and your seasonings, and you've got a living salad right there.
Right. Now, different sprouts have different types of taste. How do the sprouts, they really taste to people? I know they're all unique in their flavors, aren't they?
They are, and it's just like food. I mean, food, we have a whole variety of different food out there, and it's the same thing with sprouts. I've been growing purple Rambo radish, and it's a very colorful purple microgreen. I typically don't really care for radishes in my salad. I don't really buy them in the market when I, you know, buy avocado and different vegetables. But purple Rambo radish, it tastes really good. It's got that radish, you know, spike to it. And then there's other sprouts like mung beans. They're very, they're mild. There's lentils are mild. Sunflower greens, they just taste like sunflower seeds, and they're delicious. So there's all kinds of different sprouts. I grow broccoli, clover, radish. Buckwheat lettuce is a very good microgreen. In my course, I teach people how to grow about 40 different seeds. I just started something called fava bean, which is a beautiful microgreen that combines, it tastes like a combination of sunflower and peas. It has a sweet taste, and it's very good. So there's just, you know, all kinds of flavors. And of course, when you put them in a salad and then you add your salad dressing, it's a little bit like tofu. You know, tofu can go whatever way you choose to season it. And it's the same way with a lot of sprouts. Depending upon what your seasoning is, that's what you taste.
Well, you're talking about salads. Let's talk about some of the different ways you can use sprouts in your diet. Go over some of those different ways.
Yeah, I think salads is the big one these days. And what I do, John, I'm living in North Idaho. Right now, I'm looking out my window, and I can see a lot of snow out there. It's we're in January, and it's cold. So my garden, which is outside, is buried under snow. And I have fruit trees out there, and they're dormant. But in the late fall and in the winter, I grow sprouts. I've got a living kitchen where I've got my garden right in my kitchen. And these days I'm growing all kinds of different microgreens and sprouts. And I might take four or five or six of them and put them all in a salad and mix it all up. Like sunflower would be the base, or buckwheat lettuce. I add some nasturtium, which I'm growing now, or some mung, lentils. I've got some beets that are growing as well as a microgreen, and you can just pile these all into one big salad, and if you never eat a fully live, you know, sprout salad, I tell you, it's just fabulous. I also take, there's lots of sprouts that you can grow, and very small, you can sprinkle them on waffles, on pancakes. I put buckwheat groats as a sprout. You put those in your granola or your oatmeal. You can do that with lentils. You can put them in a smoothie, you can put them in a wrap, you can put them in a sandwich. So there's all kinds of creative ways to eat sprouts.
Now, do you follow a whole food plant-based diet overall?
Yes, yes, overall I do.
So what percentage of your diet would you say are sprouts? I remember back in the 70s, you know, there's different levels of vegetarian. You got vegetarian, lacto-ovo-vegetarian, ovo-vegetarian, then there's the vegan diet, which is more the whole food plant-based diet, as long as it's a healthy vegan diet. And then I remember there was one time there was even called the sprout-tarian. People that just live off sprouts, there was a period of time back in the 70s that they were just this. So what percentage of your diet would you say is made up of sprouts?
Oh boy, let's see. Nobody's ever asked me that.
Being that you're such an expert in it and involved in growing, I'm sure it's much more than the average, vegetarian or vegan.
Yeah, especially in the late fall and in the winter, I would say maybe 30 to 40% of my diet is sprouts, because I typically have a good sized breakfast and a good sized lunch and a light supper, which is often just, you know, fruit or something small. And so most of my lunch is a significant part every day is a big salad. And then I add some pistachio nuts and some sun-dried tomatoes and some lemon and avocado. I eat bread. A lot of times I eat sprouted bread that I buy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, Ezekiel 4:9 bread is sprouted bread. I eat, you know, a lot of tofu, potatoes, some potatoes, not too much because there's, you know, high starch. And there's a variety of things. My wife is a good cook, so I do eat other foods. I'm not just eating sprouts. But, you know, I up the sprouts, especially in the winter months. And the beautiful thing about growing sprouts is that a person doesn't need a green thumb. They don't need land. They don't need a garden. They don't need, you know, an orchard or a lot of property. They don't have to spend time picking weeds. It's something that everybody can do year round for pennies a day once you know what to do. And you can be having, you can be supplying yourself in a very simple way with all kinds of high quality living, organic, nutrient loaded nutrition, which we all need for whatever our job or whatever we're doing in our lives. You know, sprouts will just, it's part of a holistic plan. It's not the answer. You know, if you live an unhealthy life, sprouts aren't going to, you know, turn everything around, but they definitely will help a lot when added to exercise and drinking water and getting a good night's sleep and all the other things that we need to be doing to take care of our bodies.
Well, you know, today on people's minds, we are in a worldwide pandemic going on with coronavirus, and people are very concerned about coronavirus. So how can eating sprouts maybe be very beneficial for people during this period of time of COVID-19?
Sure. Well, one thing is they can, you know, people are concerned about the food supply. Sometimes,
right.
You know, they can't get enough food, and you can buy a bag of lentils and you can grow lentil sprouts very easily and give yourself a lot of nutrition in a pinch. Now, as far as protecting yourself from the virus itself, basically what sprouts do is they strengthen your immune system and they provide nutrition to strengthen your immune system and strengthen your cells. The coronavirus is called coronavirus because it has this little, you know, crown on it, and it gets into your nose or your mouth and it goes into your respiratory system. It's a respiratory virus, and the crown attaches itself to certain cells like in your nasal cavity. And if your cells are in good shape and if they're healthy and if they're strong, their ability to kick that crown out and to fight a respiratory disease is strengthened. My family, I think we all got the coronavirus a couple months ago. My wife's parents tested positive, and me and my wife and my kids were all at their house. And a couple days later, we all got sick.
But we
just went right through it. I got sick for maybe a day, but my body was able to handle it, and it was here and it was gone. And so the basic idea, again, is to give your body more nutrition. So your cells will be stronger, your immune system is stronger. And so whatever disease or pathogen or, you know, whatever comes your way, your body has the ability to fight it and to overcome it. And that's what sprouts do. They give you high quality nutrition.
Well, you know, a lot of people are listening and I think getting excited about this idea of sprouts and considering doing it. However, they may be maybe bewildered. I don't know how to do sprouts. I don't know anything about sprouts except what I heard on the program today. However, you are helping a lot of people learn how to do sprouts, and you have a online video course called Sprouting with Steve. Tell us about that course. And
yes,
it's interesting. Everyone's doing online webinars now and online courses and all that. So I think a lot of people are trained now how to use their laptop and their computer to take some of these courses. And you've made it very simple through this course. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we've spent hours and hours recording me in my kitchen, showing people and demonstrating how to grow about 40 different seeds and different ways to grow them, different options in trays or jars or larger trays. And our main website is called sproutingwithsteve.com, sproutingwithsteve.com. And when people go on that site, they'll watch a video where I talk all about sprouting. And then we have testimonials. And if people choose to join the course, there's a small fee. It's not expensive. It's just one time. We even offer a money-back guarantee because we're so positive that this is beneficial. And then when people join the course, they get access to a website, a private website, where they can watch all the videos where I teach them step by step. There's a whole section on sprouting. The second section is growing microgreens in soil, potting soil. And then the third section is growing microgreens just with water hydroponically. And so I just basically take people by the hand. I walk them step by step. They can watch me grow the seeds. They see the sprouts and microgreens right there. They watch me put them in my salad. And so it's as simple as it gets. Plus, we direct people to one company to get all their seeds, all their supplies. And it's really just like a one-stop place to learn how to sprout. Very practical. And our motto is, you can do it. We also have support. We have a Facebook group page where a lot of people have joined the course and they're part of the Facebook group. And they're posting pictures. Just this morning, I saw some pictures of people posting their sprouts. And so it's just a fun thing. It's good. It's healthy. It's kosher. It's wholesome. There's no drawbacks to it. And as a minister and as a Christian, you know, I want to strengthen my relationship with God. And I want my body to be healthy as well so I can serve the Lord better and I can, you know, avoid dying early. And there's all kinds of reasons to be healthy.
Now, how many lessons are there and how long does it take to go through the full course?
Well, people can go through it at their leisure. I haven't actually counted all the lessons.
Okay.
We also have videos of testimonials and videos of me opening a box from the company True Leaf Market and showing people what they're going to learn in the course. And then there's a bonus section. So there's a lot of value there. And it's very simple. And it's a, you know, one-stop place. They can watch them at their leisure for the rest of their lives.
Sounds great, like a great course. Well, once again, tell us how people can learn more about it and sign up for the course.
Sure. All they need to do is go to sproutingwithsteve.com. That's the place, sproutingwithsteve.com. And they can, you know, sign up, watch a video, learn more. And then if they want to join the course, they just click a button and, you know, pay for it, and they're in. And then they've got lifetime access to this course.
Well, Steve Wolberg, thank you so much for being with us today. You've given us a lot of great information, and I encourage those who pique their interest on sprouting to sign up for that course. Sounds like a great course. And we wish you God's blessings as you continue your ministry of teaching people a healthier way of living and also using sprouts to make a big part of that new lifestyle.
Yeah, thank you, John, for having me as your guest. Very much. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
If you would like to listen to past programs of Health and Longevity, go to our website at lifetalk.net and go to the podcast page and look for Health and Longevity, and you'll have access to all of our past radio shows. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of good health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.